So good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Before we dive into today's message, so I want to ask you something personal. So can you perfectly understand and explain your husband or wife or children or siblings, your friends, to someone else who never met them before? If I gave you just 1 minute right now, could you explain your people completely to a stranger who never met them before? So, all right, so Jane, can you explain about Michael to a stranger who never met before? Just 1 minute. She said handsome. You're happy. You're lucky guy. Okay, same question to my wife, Hijo. Hijo, can you explain about me to a stranger in 1 minute? So how can you explain? All right.
Like a teddy bear.
Teddy bear. Thank you. I love you. Thank you. All right. So Anita. Where's Anita? No? Okay. So Harrison. Okay. Could you explain about Anita to a stranger 1 minute? How can you explain?
She's loving.
Oh.
Oh,
quite different answers from St. Albans. So anyway, actually, it's quite impossible to explain about someone just 1 minute. Personality, whole life, and his everything. Take a moment to think about that. It's very hard, isn't it? Maybe even impossible. Today is Trinity Sunday, and I think this little exercise helps us understand something important. If we can perfectly explain the people we live with every day, the people we love most, how can we expect to perfectly explain God? So, can you play the video, Harrison? Let's watch the YouTube video about Trinity.
Okay, Patrick, tell us a bit more about this Trinity thing.
Yeah, Patrick, tell us.
But remember that we're simple people without your fancy education and books and learning, and we're hearing about all of this for the first time. So try to keep it simple, okay, Patrick?
Yeah, real simple, Patrick.
Sure, there are three persons of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, yet there is only one God.
Don't get what you're saying here, Patrick.
Not picking up what you're laying down here, Patrick. Could you use an analogy, Patrick?
Sure. The Trinity is like water, and how you can find water in three different forms, liquid, and ice, and vapor.
Modalism, Patrick!
What?
Modalism, an ancient heresy confessed by teachers such as Noetus and Sibelius, which espouses that God is not three distinct persons, but that he merely reveals himself in three different forms. This heresy was clearly condemned in Canon 1 at the First Council of Constantinople in 381 AD, and those who confess it cannot rightly be considered a part of the Church Catholic. Come on, Patrick!
Yeah, get it together, Patrick!
Okay, then the Trinity is like the sun in the sky, where you have the star, and the light, and the heat.
Oh, Patrick. Come on, Patrick.
That's Arianism, Patrick.
Arianism?
Yes, Arianism, Patrick. A theology that states that Christ and the Holy Spirit are creations of the Father and not one in nature with him. Exactly like how heat and light are not the star itself, but are merely creations of the star. That's a bad analogy, Patrick.
You're the worst, Patrick.
All right, sorry. The Trinity is like this three-leaf clover here.
I'm going to stop you right there, Patrick.
Yeah, hold your horses, Patrick.
You're about to confess partialism.
Partialism?
Yes, partialism, a heresy which asserts that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are not distinct persons of the Godhead, but are different parts of God, each composing one third of the divine.
And who confesses the heresy of partialism?
The first season of the cartoon program Voltron, where five robot lion cars merge together to form one giant robot samurai, obviously.
I've never heard of Voltron.
Of course you haven't. It's not going to exist for another 1,500 years now, Patrick.
Yeah, get with the program, Patrick.
I mean, really, Patrick.
I'm going to stab you in the face, Patrick. Okay, that was probably a bit much.
All right, I'll try again. The Trinity is like how the same man can be a husband and a father and an employer.
Modalism again.
All right, then it's like the three layers of an apple.
Partialism revisited.
Fine. The Trinity is a mystery which cannot be comprehended by human reason, but is understood only through faith and is best confessed in the words of the Athanasian Creed, which states that we worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the substance, that we are compelled by the Christian truth to confess that each distinct person is God and Lord, and that the deity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is one, equal in glory, co-equal in majesty.
Well, why didn't you just say that, Patrick?
Yeah, quit beating around the bush, Patrick. Now let's all put on some giant green foam hats, get riotously drunk, and vomit in the Chicago River to celebrate our conversion.
Thank you, Arson. So I just remember, come on, Patrick. Oh, Patrick. I saw this video when I was a candidate. At the time, I was struggling to how to explain about the Trinity. So usually I explained like some water, ice, or some air, but he said that's modalism. So I was kind of a heresy. Anyway, so you know, for over 2,000 years, the smartest theologians in the world have tried to explain the Trinity. They have written thick books, had heated debates, and sometimes even split churches trying to get it exactly right. But here's the thing. No one has ever been able to explain it perfectly. Not once. And that's okay. In our reading from Proverbs today, we hear wisdom speaking. Interestingly, a couple of things to note. Wisdom is always imaged as female in Jewish sacred texts here in Proverbs. It says, "The Lord created me at the beginning of his work." This feminine figure of wisdom, called Chokmah in Hebrew and also called in Sophia in Greek, has been with God from the very beginning. It was there when God laid the foundations of the earth, when the mountains were settled, when the springs of water burst forth. What's beautiful about this passage is that wisdom doesn't just watch creation happen. It delights in it. It says, "I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world and delighting in the human race." The early Christians saw something amazing in this ancient wisdom figure, Jesus Christ. They recognized her qualities in Jesus. Just like wisdom, Jesus was with God from the beginning. Just like wisdom, Jesus delights in humanity. Just like wisdom calls out in the streets for people to come and learn, Jesus calls us to come and follow. In John's Gospel, Jesus tells his disciples something honest. "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now." Jesus knows his followers aren't ready for everything yet. They are still learning, still growing. But here's the promise. When the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. The Spirit doesn't dump all knowledge on us at once. Instead, the Spirit works with us, teaching us step by step, day by day. This is how we come to know the Trinity, not through perfect understanding, but through ongoing relationship. Think about how you really get to know someone. It's not by reading their resume or looking at their photo. You get to know them by spending time together, by talking, by sharing experiences, by going through both good times and hard times together. So Lori, if you see me in a photo, in a resume, so how can you explain about me? How can you get to know me?
From a photo only?
Yeah, only.
Oh, well, the impression will be what I can see only from the photo.
Mm.
But even then, in our day and time, it can be faked.
Mm-hmm.
It could be it's a different person altogether that you put in there.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, but if I describe a person, it's very superficial.
Mm. That's right. So it's very difficult to just get to know someone by only photo. We need to talk with him or her. We need to share some experiences with them. So it's very funny things. When I was in Korea, at the time I was a youth minister, and then you very usually on the street, on the bus stop, at the bus stop, I was waiting on there. There are many people there. There are someone looking for some lighter for the cigarette. There are many people there, 20, 30 people there. But he was coming to me, and then, do you have a lighter? Do you have a light? So I said, sorry, I'm not a smoker. He said, no way, don't kid me. You should have. So I said, no, I'm not a smoker. You look smoker. No, I'm not a smoker. So it was very funny, but that's very usual in my life, even in Melbourne. This same is true with God. We learn about the Trinity, not by solving a puzzle, but by living in relationship with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We experience God's love as a parent loves a child. We walk with Jesus as a friend walks alongside a friend. We feel the Spirit's guidance like a gentle voice inside our hearts. Every time we pray, every time we worship, every time we show love to our neighbor, we are learning more about who God is. We are discovering the Trinity through experience, not just through our minds. But sometimes we often feel pressure to have all the answers. How comfortable are you with saying, I don't know, about important matters of faith? Last Thursday Bible study, we shared this question together. And very interestingly, most of them say, I'm very comfortable to say, I don't know. Just accept me. So I did the same question to the in St. Albans. But their answers are quite different from us. They say, oh, it would be difficult to say, I don't know. Yeah, very interesting. The moment we think we've got God all figured out, we might be heading down a dangerous path. Throughout history, people who were absolutely certain they understood God perfectly often ended up hurting others or leading people away from God's love. Humility is important. Saying, I don't fully understand, but I trust, is actually a sign of wisdom, not weakness. The Trinity remains a mystery beyond human understanding. a matter of faith rather than logic. You can't get all the answers to everything. It's okay to live with mystery. Just let it go. Today marks the 40th anniversary of our Uniting Church, declaring itself a multicultural church. What a perfect day to talk about the Trinity. Just as our church came together from three different denominations, Presbyterian, Methodist, and Congregational, we are still learning how to be united while celebrating our differences. Who come from Presbyterian? Oh, Jerry? And the other? No? Okay. Who come from Methodist? Oh, still majority Methodist. Who from Congregational? No one. Yeah, no one is any of us too. Okay. So, the Trinity shows us perfect harmony, perfect love, and perfect unity. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are distinct, yet completely one in love and purpose. They don't compete with each other or try to be better than each other. They work together in perfect harmony. The reason why I decided to involve the Uniting Church is they say we don't have to be better than others. We are still uniting in the love of God. That's the most impressive one to me. Our church is still uniting too. We are learning how to bring together people from many different cultures, backgrounds, experiences. We are discovering how to be one church while honoring the beautiful diversity that each person brings. So on this Trinity Sunday, let's be honest about what we don't know. Let's admit that God is bigger than our understanding. But let's also celebrate what we do experience. A God who loves us as Father, walks with us as Son, and guides us as Spirit. We don't need to explain the Trinity perfectly to experience it. We don't need to solve the mystery to live in relationship with the God who created us, saves us, and sustains us. Like wisdom in Proverbs, God delights in us. Like Jesus promised, the Spirit continues to teach us. And like our Uniting Church, we are all still learning how to live together in love. The Trinity is not a problem to be solved. It's a relationship to be lived. And that relationship, that journey of discovery, continues every single day. Through experiencing God as Trinity, may we discover His nature of perfect unity, cooperation rooted in perfect love. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, help us experience Your love in our daily lives so we can understand You more deeply. As we live in relationship with You, may we grow in unity and love together as Your people. Guide us by Your Spirit on this journey of faith. Amen. We are going to sing How Great Thou Art.